Man Carrying Carcass, 1955-56, Arthur Boyd, Ceramic Sculpture, 980x720x40mm. From a distance, the outline of this sculpture nearly looks like a cockerel from a nursery rhyme. It is very top-heavy, balanced precariously on a narrow base about 90mm in diameter. This perch is the leg of the man in the title. The small figure is bent forward, doubled over a huge load upon his head and back, balancing it like a counterweight. With angular shapes that jut in all directions, this sculpture achieves a masterful balance of a large mass that looks like it could easily topple. From the back, carcass is evident. An open ribcage takes up much of the upper view. It sits above brown viscera, awkward limbs balanced on top and chunky quarters below. The man seems to be draped in a dark green sack. Pink hands with three large prong-like fingers, arthritic and bent, steady the precarious weight. His eyes are deep set. Brown, caricature-like face leans forward. Its beaked nose, lumpy face and flat mouth gathers several chins beneath. An upraised elbow and hand are glimpsed on the other side. The feeling is one of forward propulsion. The man's body leans forward, knees bent, bottom pushed out to the rear. Some areas of the work have the texture of crumpled aluminum foil. Other areas are scraped smooth and flattened with a paddle. There's something a little madcap about it. This is reinforced by the round, shield-like shapes on the knee that extend and lie against the front of the leg. The vibrantly coloured glazes are a symphony of bright blues, greens, yellow, brown and pink. The front of the figure has darker blues. The knees and side of the body display flashes of yellow. The back is a combination of these colours. Slashes of brown also appear around the work, on the face, field or thigh and hip, and hanging over the back at the end of the load. Light refracts, bouncing off the shiny glazed surfaces, especially those that are roughly textured.